push the button.
This is the Michael J. Thorpe Show on Super Talk 1570.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
It's time now for A Healthy Moment, brought to you by the Genesee Health Plan. The Genesee Health Plan is Genesee County's plan for better health. Its mission is to improve access to the health care system for low-income residents here in Genesee County. Whether it's dental coverage, prescription help, or seeing a doctor when you're sick, the Genesee Health Plan is an answer. Today we're going to talk about women's health services provided by the Genesee Health Plan. Joining us, Yvonne Lewis, the Director of Outreach. Good morning,
good
Yvonne.
Good morning, Michael.
We also have Teresa Demmel, a nurse and lead healthcare navigator. Teresa, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
And we have Linda Gibson, who's the Director of Operations at Genesee Health Plan. Good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Got you all here this morning. So let's start. You know, we're focusing on women's health issues. Why is that so important?
Well, Michael, women's health issues are important because women nowadays are leading very demanding and stressful lives, busy careers, and oftentimes women are spending a lot of their time taking care of others, like their family members, spouses, their children, and their parents. And so we don't always take time to take care of ourselves and our health care needs, and we find that those get put on the back burner. I have an example of that. I have my second milestone for my colonoscopy coming up, and I was just thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm too busy at work. I really need to reschedule that. But you really shouldn't do that because then you're not taking care of your health care needs. And so we find that WebMD lists that the top five health care issues for women include heart disease, breast cancer, depression, autoimmune diseases like diabetes and hypertension and high cholesterol. So it's very important that we pay attention to our health care needs. And at Genesee Health Plan, we have programs that can help women focus on their health care needs.
Well, you know, and what you talk about, the special needs of women working full-time and all that stuff, even if they're not working full-time, if you've got five kids at home, you're working more than full-time.
Absolutely. So for sure.
'Twas ever thus, wasn't it? I mean, we're just maybe focusing on it a little bit more now, the women's health issues and stuff. Take care of yourself first.
Take care of yourself first. It's very important.
You talked about those five things that are with women's health issues, and what struck me is, other than breast cancer, they're pretty common for people. It's not just women, but sometimes women aren't paying as much attention. Is that what's going on?
Well, and yes, that is what's going on. And then when you look at the health disparities, you find that women are often diagnosed later and then often die more often because they're not getting that health care on a regular basis. So it's really important to pay attention to those particular things.
Well, symptoms are different with women, too, sometimes.
Yes, they really are.
They
really are. You know, for an example, when we talk about heart disease, very, very different outcomes and symptoms for men than women. So it's just a matter of most of the research has been done on men. Mm-hmm. And so now we're looking at why it's important to do more research, particularly on women, so we can see those nuances or those differences that really can help us ensure that we're looking at the right things when we talk about the signs and symptoms of health conditions.
It wasn't really sexist when they were studying men. They just figured a heart is a heart,
well,
right? Wouldn't that be a reasonable thing to think?
Well, partially. And then it,
I'm certain that there are sexist
issues.
No,
they're just
more
men. You know, men were doing the research. So.
Well, of course. But, you know, but really, a heart is a heart. But when you find out that when men have a heart attack, you feel it, what is the pain in your left arm. But
yeah,
it's different for a woman. I mean, it's completely different.
It is. And so I think that's one of the reasons why we really want to pay attention during this month to what those signs and symptoms are, particularly for women's issues.
Teresa, you're a health navigator.
Right.
And I know about them on the oceans and in the plains, but what is a health navigator?
Well, the health navigators have a really special role at Genesee Health Plan. Genesee Health Plan provides medical care for those that are low income and don't have access, so we provide health benefits. But we also introduce the health navigation program to come alongside and on a personal level work with the membership, particularly those with chronic health conditions, and work with them to reduce their risk for developing heart disease or diabetes, different chronic health conditions.
Well, how does a navigator help them reduce their risk? How does that work? Simple.
Well, we do a health risk assessment with them, and we look to see what their current lifestyle is. And then maybe they're a little overweight or they are not exercising. We try to come along and just motivate them, find what's spurring them on to improve their health and to give them resources and support. we've been very successful in helping many, many of our people in our membership to live healthier lives.
We're talking with people from the Genesee Health Plan. Our focus today on women's issues. And I know that you have a breast and cervical screening program, which is really important for women. Obviously, it's specifically for women here. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I wanted to share with you on that. We really believe that early detection for any chronic disease is going to be critical to their success in treatment. Mm-hmm. So we really work toward prevention, either for our hypertensive patients, diabetics, or in getting your screenings so that early detection for breast cancer or cervical cancer, so that your treatment then can be improved, better outcomes.
One of the whole points of the Genesee Health Plan is to give women, whether they have the economic wherewithal to go to a doctor, to get them to a doctor, because you're exactly what you're talking about here. It's just go.
Right.
And once a year, that's going to help a lot just to see a doctor, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
I think Teresa has found with many other women that she contacts is just by having someone contact them to show that they care and have an interest has helped to spur them along to want to take care of themselves and maybe get those screenings that they had been putting off.
Right. Yep.
And just remind them that they're there because they're busy.
Yes.
I got to get the baby off. I got to get the kids to school. I got to make dinner. I got to make sure we have blah, 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 blah. No, you've also got to stop by the doctor, right?
Right, exactly. It goes back to what Linda was saying, that taking that time, working toward prevention, definitely, and educating these women on what they need to do. So
you have a program at the Genesee Health Plan called the Wise Women Program. Who's going to tell me about that?
Well, I work with our Wise Women Program as well. So it's basically what we're doing with our health navigation program is we're coming alongside, we're doing health risk assessments, we're checking their blood pressures and their cholesterol and their blood sugars, and helping them to see what areas they really need to focus on to reduce those risks of developing those diseases. So we know it's hard to make changes, all of us.
Yeah.
It's hard to make a lifestyle change, and so we provide that support and resource to help them.
So what I'm seeing here is with, just like anyone else, but with women's issues, you're finding individual ways to get to women and help them keep themselves healthy, but you're also finding ways to pull women together as groups and to help them just kind of maintain their health.
Yes.
That's part of course, maintaining health is the healthiest way to go, isn't it?
It really is. We always say, we say so often, an ounce of prevention is worth that pound of cure. So when we're looking at what those issues are, sometimes it's just having that additional awareness that this is the time. And sometimes we suggest that maybe it's that you pick that time of year when you really want to pay attention to those particular things. Maybe it's your birthday. Maybe, we got Mother's Day coming up. So why aren't we encouraging the children, encouraging their moms? Have you taken care of yourself? What are you doing to make sure that you're addressing these issues? And so this breast and cervical cancer program and the Wise Women program really points to another opportunity that people can call the health plan to get help for that.
Who is eligible and how do they enroll?
Well, for the breast and cervical cancer program, the women are 40 years old and up.
Yeah, 40 to 64 years old, and there is an income guideline, 250% of the poverty level or less. But just if you are having difficulty accessing those services, you need to give us a call, and we can see how we can help you.
Talk to a person at the Genesee Health Plan because, you may not think you're eligible, but you might have some way to have some services. Is there something that's important for women to know that I have not asked you about that you want to be sure? I think we've covered a lot, but I want to make sure that I haven't missed something here. This is so important. Is there something that I've left on the table?
Well, I think it's important to know that Genesee Health Plan is there and can help women. If they are unsure about what some needs may be or whether they qualify, just give us a call at Genesee Health Plan and we will help them identify potential opportunities.
Call and ask. Yvonne,
you
said
really
that many
all
times.
The time.
call
and
ask.
Call and ask that question because if you're not sure and then you kind of wait around, you could have just called the health plan. That's what it's really about, too, is that we're a central location. So there are a number of issues. If it's health coverage, if it's these specialty types of programs that we have, if you call us at 810-232-7740 and ask for a health navigator, you can get the information that you
need. Right. We have a team of of experts there to help you, to increase your knowledge, and to support you. So
keep yourself healthy,
yes.
And it's a lot cheaper to stay healthy than it is to get healthy.
Yes.
Might be the way to go here. Well, and thank you to Linda Gibson, Teresa Demmel, and Yvonne Lewis. That's today's Healthy Moment, brought to you by the Genesee Health Plan. You can learn more about the Genesee Health Plan at geneseehealthplan.org or give them a call, 844-232-7740, to schedule an appointment or just to talk. Thank you very much for being with us today. You're listening to the Michael J. Thorpe Show on Super Talk 1570.